Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
2022 has been a hard year for parents of little kids. There's a formula shortage. Kids under five still can't get vaccinated for COVID-19. And inflation is making many things more expensive, including diapers. WBUR's Megan Kelly reports more parents in Massachusetts are turning to diaper banks for help.
Stacks of neatly wrapped bags of diapers fill the shelf behind Lisa Smith.
I do have, I've got size one and size two diapers. Do you have twins?
Smith is deputy director of Neighbors in Need, a diaper bank and food pantry in Lawrence. She says they're seeing roughly 20% more families each month who need help compared to this time last year.
Diapers have gone up in price throughout the pandemic. Families are getting fewer resources now. They're not getting as much assistance as they were at some points. And so we're really seeing the need for diapers as well as formula increase.
Hi, good morning. I'm here for pickup for Brenda Torres.
Brenda Torres stops by Neighbors in Need to pick up diapers for her three-year-old, Gabriel.
He's so cute, but he's still in diapers. Even though I've been trying to potty train him, he's not giving in.
It's hard.
Yeah. Potty training a boy, I think, is the hardest one of them all.
And it's getting harder for Torres to afford diapers. She lost income during the pandemic after her work hours were cut. And her son has digestive problems, so he goes through diapers in a snap.
I'm a bargain shopper, so I have my apps and stuff, but it's still, they're super expensive, depending especially where you go.
She's not exaggerating. The cost of diapers has gone up nearly 22% nationwide in the last 4 years, according to the market research firm Nielsen IQ. The National Diaper Bank Network estimates that about one in three families with young children in Massachusetts struggles to afford diapers. They aren't covered by federal assistance programs like Women, Infants, and Children, also known as WIC. And new parents may be more vulnerable to economic forces like inflation. Catherine Edwards is an economist with the RAND Corporation.
Most parents are the poorest they'll ever be in their kid's life on the day their kid is born, because they're the youngest, right? Like, you don't, you're just going to earn more at 55 than you do at 25.
Edwards says that's what makes the rising cost of something like diapers so difficult.
You're hitting people who in 10 years would probably have absolutely no problem affording diapers. It's just really hard to afford it when they have their kid.
And it's not just the cost of diapers that has economic consequences. Lisa Smith from Neighbors in Need says if a family doesn't have enough diapers, they may not be able to send their kids to daycare.
So families who don't have enough diapers to send their kid to daycare have to make tough choices, right? So do we want families to work, or do we, you know, like what's the important thing here?
Keeping a diaper on too long can lead to a rash and other health problems. It can also pose a risk for the mom. Joanne Goldblum, CEO of the National Diaper Bank Network, says struggling to afford diapers can contribute to maternal stress and depression. Her organization conducted a study with Yale University in 2013 about the effect of diaper costs on mothers.
Even more than a housing issues or food issues, diaper need caused higher stress and depression.
Neighbors in Need and other diaper banks are funded with private donations. Organizers say they're seeing increased need, but also increased interest in helping out. State lawmakers are considering a pilot program that would supplement funding for 10 diaper banks. That could provide relief for at least some parents who are also juggling higher costs for gas, rent, and food. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Megan Kelly.